Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The House is meeting today to complete consideration of a bill classifying fentanyl as a Schedule 1 controlled substance. Schedule 1 drugs are defined as drugs with no currently accepted medical use and a high potential for abuse. Some examples are heroin, LSD, ecstasy, peyote. In some states, possession will land you up to $20,000 fines, and you could spend up to 5 years in prison. A final vote from the House is expected this afternoon. Verbal progress is being made in negotiations between the White House and Republicans on a bill to raise the debt ceiling, but still nothing on paper. Speaker Kevin McCarthy told reporters on Capitol Hill he believes an agreement will be made ahead of the default. McCarthy's side says there will be no tax increases and the government will have to spend less than it did last year to combat inflation. President Biden's student loan forgiveness would make you, the taxpayer, responsible to pay it back, and it is one step closer to not happening.
House Republicans have passed a plan to cancel President Biden's student loan forgiveness program, and that is not sitting well with the White House.
The same Republican lawmakers objecting to student debt relief are refusing to cut billions of dollars in handouts to big oil. They even had their own loans forgiven.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the president will veto that bill if it makes its way to his desk. The plan would give up to $20,000 in loan forgiveness to borrowers. I'm John Schaefer.
The number of Americans who say they own stocks is at a 15-year high. That's according to a new Gallup survey that found 61% of U.S. adults have money invested in the stock market. That's the highest level since 2008. Florida sweeps Carolina to advance to the National Hockey League Stanley Cup playoffs. Vegas and Dallas will skate tonight. This is USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
A Chinese state-sponsored group called Volt Typhoon has hacked into critical American infrastructure, including the U.S. territory of Guam. The warning comes from Microsoft and the Five Eyes Intelligence Alliance. Guam is home to three American military bases in the Western Pacific. The U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency issued a joint advisory to the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand, warning that the Volt Typhoon hackers posed a threat to all five allied countries. Microsoft said detecting and mitigating this attack would be challenging. New research sheds light on the idea that American children may not have enough places to play.
Researchers at the University of Georgia found many areas in the country have few safe, free parks and playgrounds for kids. They're calling them play deserts. Experts say kids who don't have access to a playground or park are more likely to sit in front of a screen more often. Of course, rural folks often have more open land for kids to play in. I'm Ryan Daniels.
A newly discovered supernova can be watched as it develops in real time, online, and it's free. The explosion near the Big Dipper is one of the largest and brightest seen in a decade. The online event will kick off at 6 p.m. Eastern. Do a search, SN2023IXF. Lance Pry, USA News.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Don't you feel like you're living in a spaghetti western movie? Do you remember spaghetti western movies? You know, you always had the guy with the black hats coming into town, and the question was, are you for us or are you against us, right? And this is where we are here in America. But somehow the critical question is not being asked, or it's being, the obvious is being ignored, like we're talking with Al Parada, is that certainly the last 2.5 years has demonstrated quite clearly who is for us and who is against us. And by for us and against us, I say, look at, let's just use the Constitution. Oh, that cumbersome thing that seems to bother the progressives. But look at, this is what this country was founded on. We've had 240 plus years of great things. We've had some challenges along the way, as you would do in life anyway. But by and large, I mean, look at it. What other nation on this planet compares to the exceptional greatness of America? And again, I'm saying that on purpose because I like to see the hair on some of these stiff-necked people get raised up a little bit, because they're so irritated to consider that America has any claim to its exceptionalism. But I would dare say the millions of people who have gone before us and have died and have paid the ultimate price for our freedoms, I honor them, and that's who I stand by. Not to mention the clear evidence of what is part of the woof and warp of this great American experiment. Okay? So the question should be asked at every turn here, are you for our Constitution and our freedoms, or are you against? Okay, that is the one question that should be before all these politicians and these people who want to come in and social engineer and transform America. Transform to what? The fundamental transformation. I mean, we're talking fundamental principles, first principles that I believe that we should reconsider and recommit to, that were based on our Declaration of Independence and our Constitution that has raised this nation and so many millions of people before to incredible heights and experience. But no, we're going to ignore all that because all of a sudden we've got all these theorists who come into play and these socialists and Marxists who say, oh, they got a better idea. Where has their better idea proven itself? If anything, what we've seen with their theoretical and so-called, in quotes, better idea is the devastation of humanity. Millions of people have died in the name of the isms that they are supporting. And America needs to wake up and needs to understand, you know, what is happening here and what they're doing, particularly the progressives. Right now, very much a part of one party, the Democratic Party, that is doing this to us. The injury, that they are causing to this great country of ours is unacceptable. And you have to wake up to the reality of what they're doing. Again, as we were talking with Al Parada from Scream.org, sadly, the Democratic Party has become the party of graft, the party of death, party of corruption, the party of fraud. I mean, go down the line. And I say this not to negate them and say, look, we don't need the Democratic Party anymore. We need a Democratic Party. We need the balance. We need, you know, right now we have two parties. And, you know, I go back, what, over several decades, a great book, Megatrends, from John Naisbitt, had predicted that the two-party system, he said two-party systems like two dinosaurs mating. So the eventuation of the demise of the two-party system is what he predicted. So far it's hanging on by a thread, and I'm not sure what's going to happen or where the breakup will be, but certainly maybe because of the extremism of the left, that they've taken themselves out of the mainstream to where they can be part of the policy debate that can work for us. Well, Frank Gaffney joins us now. He's the executive chair and founder of the Center for Security Policy, and he is the author of the new book, The Indictment, Prosecuting the Chinese Communist Party and Friends for Crimes Against America, China, and the World. Frank, good to be talking with you. How are you, sir?
Well, thank you for your forbearance, Bill. I so apologize for being tardy, but I'm delighted to be talking to you, too. Thank you for giving me the chance to talk about the indictment.
Well, we'll talk about the indictment, but first, because we only got about 3 minutes left here, let's talk about the Sovereignty Coalition first.
Good. Sovereignty Coalition is an extraordinarily impressive group of people who've come together to try to prevent the Biden administration and its friends, and by those I mean the Chinese Communist Party, the World Economic Forum, the United Nations, Bill Gates, Big Pharma, I mean, a real cast of monsters as far as I'm concerned,
right,
from surrendering our sovereignty by giving the World Health Organization the authority to tell us when we have a public health emergency of international concern, as it's called, and more to the point, Bill, what we will do about that emergency.
Right.
If you like what the World Health Organization did when it was just an advisory body in forcing down our throats the so-called China model and the pandemic that they brought to us, you're going to love what they can do when they have the authority to dictate to us these kinds of terms. It's a disaster, and it must be stopped by getting us out of the World Health Organization immediately.
Exactly. Well, that, along with the United Nations, all part and parcel to this, Frank, and yep, we saw this, and again, you know, I asked our audience, I said, boy, you know, doesn't it excite you to turn over the policy, any pandemic policy, because then at that point, everything's a pandemic, and they will have full control. Right now, we're just talking about if another China virus was to come about or another pandemic of type. But based on what they showed us for 2.5 years, boy, it doesn't give you some sense of comfort that they really know what they're doing.
It doesn't. And what they do is not necessarily anything to do with your health. It's with control. It's with crushing your personal freedom as well as our national sovereignty. And let me just add, it doesn't have to be a pandemic, Bill. Mm-hmm. Under the language they're working on, as I say, they can just call it a pandemic, a public health emergency of international concern. That could be, say, gun violence.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The prescription for that should be confiscating your guns. How about that?
Right. Well, we're back to that old axiom that they've become the hammer and everything they perceive is a nail.
Is a nail. Exactly right.
Well, this is the danger of what is being constructed in the back rooms of the Beltway that abandons and ignores this constitutional republic. Oh, yeah, by the way, we do have a constitution still, I think, barely, don't we, Frank?
Well, technically, but what they're chipping away at, in fact, what they envision shredding is the very Constitution that guarantees our rights and underpins our constitutional republic. And that's why this matters so much, that we get people engaged. They can go to sovereigntycoalition.org and sign an American Secured Sovereignty Declaration and let their elected representatives, with a click of a mouse, know that they want them to do the same.
We have to let and put the pressure on, because we've heard very little since that announcement that Joe Biden was negotiating, you know, with the United Nations, with the WHO, to take over our sovereignty. This is unbelievable that we would trade it out.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Is with us. He apologized for being a little delayed. Could you imagine his publisher wouldn't let him go, Steve Bannon? I mean, we're on the same team, you know, and So all is well. Steve did was kind enough to write the foreword to the new book, The Indictment. And I told Frank, I said, all will be forgiven. He just has to tell us something exclusive that he didn't share with Steve. So no pressure whatsoever, Frank. Okay, so what can you tell us about the indictment that you didn't share with Steve? That you probably didn't already know.
Well, we had an interesting conversation, but I won't tell your audience about that. But this, let me just say that I think the thing that they most urgently need to know, and that we document in this book, and that I believe is its most important of 20 action items, is that the unrestricted warfare that the Chinese Communist Party, or CCP, has been engaged in against our country for decades, unbeknownst to the most of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we may know something's wrong, or we may know that China's not, you know, a team player, shall we say.
Certainly.
But we don't really understand they've actually been waging war against us. In May of 2019, they actually made it a little bit more pointed. They said, it's people's war against the United States for the purposes of destroying us.
Right.
But the single most important thing, Bill, in terms of what do we do about this, and the book is all about, as I said to Steve, not admiring the problem, but doing something about it. And the most important thing we need to do is to root out the people who are helping the Chinese Communist Party take us down. People here in this country, they call them their friends.
Mm.
I call them traitorous enemies of America. And so, as the subtitle of the book says, prosecuting the Chinese Communist Party and friends for crimes against America, China, and the world. And we've got some specific ideas about how you root them out, starting with, of course, forcing resignations in cases where that's possible, impeaching them, and in other cases, simply prosecuting them for high crimes and misdemeanors against our country.
It's treasonous. I mean, you know, Peter Schweitzer reported on this years ago about the elite captured, followed up by Miranda Devine, others. We've been saying for a long time, Frank, we have to decouple from all these nefarious entities that are anti-constitution and they're anti-American. And that is a clear and present danger. It is so obvious. But, you know, the mainstream media and others have not helped us out. This is why your book is critical to the conversation and debate, because you've documented this. These indictments and this evidence is irrefutable. And our elected officials have sold us out. They have they've opened up the coffers and the assets of our government. You know, all our resources, our people, our treasury, go on down the line. And for what interest? For their own personal interest. This is treasonous what they have done, and the American people need to wake up and take this seriously. Because if we continue with the status quo, it's going to be too late. And some may question right now, Frank, it may be too late right now.
Well, it is late. Whether it's too late, I think, depends on us. But could I just pick up on something you said, because it's so important, Bill? You made passing reference to the present danger.
Mm-hmm.
We are the beneficiaries, and this book specifically drew heavily upon the work of what we call the Committee on the Present Danger, China.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an homage in a way to an earlier version of this, a Committee on the Present Danger, that, as you may remember, helped my old boss Ronald Reagan devise a strategy for defeating the last totalitarian communist regime that sought the destruction of America, namely the Soviet Union. And we're trying to do a similar service to, as you say, the American people. And by the way, you're so right. Prominently featured in the group of so-called captured elite that we focus on in this book and that we believe must be held accountable for treasonous conduct are those masters of the universe, as they think of themselves, on Wall Street.
Mm.
And they have been not only putting money from the Treasury and so on, they've been putting our money, the money of the American people, that we've invested in our pension funds or our 401k plans or mutual funds or index funds or exchange traded funds or other investment vehicles, they've been taking large chunks of that, by some estimates, $3 to $6 trillion. And making it available to the Chinese Communist Party. And guess what that has meant? It has meant that they have been vastly more capable of waging the war against us that they've engaged in to this point and that they aspire to in a shooting war.
Yeah.
If we are not able to deter them from doing it. And that's where the action comes in.
Well, even right now, regarding the debt ceiling debate we're having, right? How much money are we paying every month, you know, to the communist Chinese just in interest? It's been said that our interest payments is building up their military. I mean, if that doesn't wake you up, real quick, I don't know what else it's going to take, because as you said earlier, the clear and present danger of the Communist Party, they made it real clear. And I believe that if people say that they want to destroy you, you should believe them.
Yep. Yeah, well, it's one thing if they just say it. They said, what we've documented here, and it's in the form, by the way, and the one of the best things about the book, I think, is we give you a QR code for every single one of these 70 or so webinars that we've conducted over the past year, over 100 hours of extraordinary content documenting, as you say, what is going on here. And you can find, you know, what you need in terms of the ways in which we've been subjected to this unrestricted warfare, economic, political, information operations, subversion, sabotage, the elite capture, of course, biological warfare, the takedown of our military, thanks to the help that they've gotten in part from Joe Biden and other, quote, friends, unquote, of the Chinese Communist Party.
Yeah, and the question still remains is, Where did the COVID, you know, disease start? Where did it come from?
Well, as we document in this book, and we drew upon a study that a group we put together called Team B3 did last year, it came from the Wuhan Institute of Virology's biological warfare program, aided and abetted by Tony Fauci and his ilk. Mm-hmm. And the truth of the matter is, while we can't say for sure how it got out of the lab, what we can say for absolute certain is that once it was out, they purposely and deliberately and consciously and comprehensively made sure it came here and elsewhere around the world. And that's why we call it a biological warfare attack. And a critically important piece of the book, the indictment, Bill, is that we are able to cite back to about 20 years ago, the then defense minister of China, a general by the name of Chi Hao Chen, told a closed group of party cadre that the Chinese Communist Party, then under Deng Xiaoping, general secretary back at the end of the Soviet Union, saying that there's a new Cold War that's begun, China will win it, and one of the things he'd said was to his biological warfare program, which is, by the way, illegal under a treaty they signed not to have one, is he said, your mission is to depopulate the United States so it can be colonized by China.
See, there's always a plan. There is always a plan, right? And the thing is that here it is, and the world, in a sense, is self-indicted because they're not standing up and holding the communist Chinese accountable. They're happy to take their money. They're happy to bow down, you know, to their enforcement and their ways, and to remain captured at the expense of their citizenry. It's a sad commentary, Frank Gaffney, but this is where we are right now in this clear and present danger, no doubt.
Right. Got to fix it.
You got it. The indictment, available at all the usual places, linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Frank Gaffney has been with us. Thank you, Frank. Take care.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? we've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
USA News Update. Twitter breaks yesterday after Ron DeSantis' much-hyped presidential announcement with Elon Musk went live on Twitter Spaces. Officially GOP presidential candidate DeSantis, after filing the necessary paperwork yesterday, went on Fox News last night.
I'm running to lead a great American comeback. We know the country's on the wrong track. We see it with our eyes. We feel it in our bones. We see the border being overrun. We see crime infesting the cities. We see the federal government making it more difficult for families to make ends meet. And we have a president who is a listless vessel.
Florida sweeps Carolina to advance to the National Hockey League Stanley Cup playoffs. Vegas and Dallas will skate tonight. The queen of rock and roll, Tina Turner, has died following a long illness at her home near Zurich, Switzerland, yesterday. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. And, hey, don't forget this Sunday, the 28th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, PBS's National Memorial Day Concert, America's National Night of Remembrance, returns live from the West Lawn of the U.S. Capitol. More than three decades long tradition, unlike anything else on television. The 90-minute broadcast takes us back to the real meaning of the holiday through personal stories and tributes interwoven with musical performances. And you know how we feel about Memorial Day here on this radio show, that this is a day that we honor those that have paid the ultimate price. And with us right now is the sister. She's a Gold Star family member, Monica McGee Duncan, whose brother died in Afghanistan. And she's here to tell the family story. Monica, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, and it's an honor to be here.
Well, the honor is ours, Monica, you know, for all that your brother, he was the oldest in the family, and what he did, I mean, your brother and your family represent the hallowness, if I can say, of this very special holiday. And I know for you and your family, especially, it's like Memorial Day is every day, right?
Right, yes, sir.
Well, tell us about your brother, Anthony.
Anthony was very funny. He was the funniest person in the room. So he was the life of the party. He was a God-fearing young man. He was the type of person that if he had a dollar, he would give you 99 cents of that dollar, and he'll keep that penny to himself. He was always a giving person. So he would give. And I think in the end, that's what he ended up doing. He gave his life.
Yeah, you talk again the ultimate price, and of course he leaves a son. How old is his son now?
Yes, Cameron Johnson is 18.
18, and he lives with his father's legacy because, I've heard your family, your mother, your father, all the siblings and relatives speak so highly of. Of U.S. Army Sergeant Anthony O'Neill McGee, right?
Yes, sir.
And he served two duties in Iraq, two tours of duty, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, I understand that your brother was an organ donor. So you talk about giving, holding, giving the 99 and holding the one. Your brother, even in his death, continued to give, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So you have people who are walking around with your brother's organs, and he paid it forward. I mean, what a special young man, and to have him as a brother. It's just got to be real meaningful for you and the stories that it seems that when the family gets together, you speak of Anthony in terms of memory and significance. He just was that kind of person, wasn't he?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So what does and I understand also that your family, it wasn't just Anthony that was in military. You have a family of military service, right? You got uncles that have served in the military. This has just been the nature of the McGee family, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I had a grandfather that served. 4 to 5 uncles, cousins. I have a brother that's currently in the Air Force, and my husband joined the Army with Anthony in 06.
Right, right. Yeah, he was the one that went with him at the same time, right? Exactly.
Yes, sir.
Well, Monica, Memorial Day is one of those days. Again, we keep it quite hollow here on this radio show for obvious reasons. I'm also from a family that, we've got our dad served in World War II. Three of his sons, including myself, served in the military, the Marine Corps, the Army, and the Air Force. But this day especially because of what it represents. And, for you, this is such a personal, has such personal and deep meaning. How do you tell people, when you talk about Memorial Day, how meaningful it is to you and your family? How do you get that across to other people?
I get it across to other people because I tell them, we're supposed to remember the happy times. That we share with our loved ones.
Right.
One of the biggest things that I'll tell anybody is, like, what I said about Anthony. When I say he was a giver from birth to his ending day. Some people, some all give some, but some give all, and he was that person that gave all.
And he represents, those, there's been over a million soldiers who have given and paid that ultimate price. There are other, of course, and I'm so pleased that our country recognizes the families and that, you're part of that very special group of people, Gold Star families, who have paid the price. I mean, yes, Anthony paid the price, but your family paid the price as well, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. our family paid the price because we feel like we lost that glue that held us together. But upon his passing, we just became a tighter family, a tight-knit family.
Right.
So now we spend more time together.
Yeah, I can see that. I saw some video of the family get-togethers, and, you know, things like this sometimes, they can either destroy or make a family. And it seems that your family has made the most. I mean, you have purposely decided that for the sake of Anthony and his memory, that you honor each other in a special way. Were you always this way?
Yes, sir. We were always like a very, very close-knit family. When you saw one of us, my mom and dad, you saw all of us. My husband, he used to tell us all the time, we're like the Brady Bunch because we have to call each other every day. We talk every day. We have to see each other every holiday. So we were always a very, very close-knit family.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got to tell you, it definitely comes across in the videos that I've seen of your family. And again, you know, our hearts are with you. And as we said earlier, you know, for your family, for the McGee family, every day is Memorial Day. And, you know, for those of us who pause on this day especially to really, you know, come into what I believe is a solemn event, that we would remember, you know, the Gold Star families. We remember U.S. Army Sergeant Anthony O'Neill McGee from Hattiesburg, Mississippi, who served two tours of duty in Iraq. He served it for us, Monica, for us to have the freedom and liberty that is near exclusive here in America, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I totally agree with everything you just said.
Well, Monica, I cannot thank you enough. You know, just I want to give you a radio hug if I can, okay? You know, and for you and your family, and you guys are just such an awesome family, and it just encourages me. And you know, we're with you. And again, you know, for your story, thank you for coming on and sharing your Gold Star family story about your brother, Anthony O'Neill McGee. You take care. Godspeed.
Yes, sir. You also. Thank you. God bless you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853.
800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your moment. The fight, the fight, you're golden. You've come so far, keep going. Oh, here comes the comeback.
Bill Martinez.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. I've been looking forward to this conversation with Karen Abercrombie. In fact, we were supposed to talk last year, and our schedules got crisscrossed. And, you know, I've got to tell you, Karen, I have been such a fan of yours, especially since War Room. I still hear your voice. Raise them up, Lord. Raise them up. It was just, you know, such an awesome depiction. I mean, it just really warms my heart. So it's an honor to be talking with you this morning.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. I'm grateful to be here with you. Thank you so much.
Well, Karen Abercrombie is award-winning actress, Parents' Choice award-winning storyteller, award-winning independent film producer, highly sought-after speaker, and an avid environmentalist. She played Elise in PureFlix's Heaven Sent, as you may recall, and she's playing Eleanor in Eleanor's Bench, which is going to be releasing on PureFlix on June the 30th, so coming soon and very soon. So, Karen, for people who don't know, what is the movie Eleanor's Bench about?
Well, actually, it is a television series about a woman who has left her old neighborhood, and she's doing very well. She is now a judge, and certain things take place, and she is drawn back to become a juvenile judge. You know, to sit on the juvie bench, and the stories, oh my goodness, the stories are hopeful, heartbreaking, you name it.
Well, and you get a lot of teaching moments there, I bet, right?
Oh my goodness, yes, yes indeed.
Well, and it's probably something, Karen, the young people really need to hear in this day and age.
Very much so, and also to also see that there are a lot of adults in their corner, you know, and so hopefully they will be encouraged to tune in and listen and watch and see how we can all be a part of making a difference in the lives of, the young kids, the teens, and then the world in general as a result of it. So definitely positive, powerful messages here.
What attracted you to this role of Eleanor?
Well, a couple of things. A woman who came from the other side of the tracks, she's done well for herself. But a lot of people, they just continue on. They never look back to bring anybody alongside them or even push someone past them. So that is one thing. But also there is an element. My family, we were a foster family for many, many, many years. Mm-hmm. And so I, with working with these children, we dealt with them going back and forth to court over and over and over again. So, my heart was pierced by this story, and I just was so excited to be a part of it because I've lived it. I know it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, in this series, it's got to be interesting for you because you get your normal self, and then you've got your younger self. What's that like playing the younger, working with an actor who's playing the younger version of your character?
It's absolutely wonderful for a lot of reasons. You get to look at where you came from, mm-hmm. So to have that element added into the story is wonderful. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And I think it'll be valuable to those watching, as they look back on their younger selves and see where they've come, and then watching our story, where they can go and the difference that they can make.
Mm-hmm. Well, Eleanor's Bench is serious, but also because it involves humanoids like all of us.
Yes.
There's some comedy. It could be fun there, right, too?
Oh, of course. Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So can you share anything about some of the stories, side stories there within the series? Give us a little preview.
Yes. For example, my high school sweetheart. I went off to live in a different world, and he stayed around the neighborhood. And so he loses his wife. And because my father is older now and I'm trying to get him to move in with me and he refuses to, so with my coming and going, I'm always seeing my ex. And so there's something brewing there, I'll say that. Mm-hmm. There's something brewing there, and there's some humor in that. There's a lot of humor in that. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, good fun. We can look forward to that, seeing it when the series opens up the end of this month. Now, how is your story of faith similar to or different from Eleanor?
Well, like Eleanor, there has been times in my life where I was, I guess, cooler than I was hot, bordering on lukewarm. And we don't want to do that faith-wise. It does nothing. It could be dangerous at some point, as you separate or just that distance grows between you and God. But so there have been times in my life like that. And that is where we find Eleanor at the start of this all. And,
exactly.
Our similarities, as I had mentioned before, her dealings with children in that have been removed from their homes, that have been incarcerated, and yes, I'm talking about children.
Yeah.
And those that will be going into other placements, into foster care. So those are similarities, and yeah.
Exactly. Well, we're talking with Karen Abercrombie. She plays the role of Eleanor Thompson, who lost her faith after years of witnessing gang violence in her inner city neighborhood. Now, as a high-profile judge, her mission is to make a difference by saving at-risk youth from getting stuck in a cycle of injustice. And so as she gave us a little preview, you know, we will see how her renewed sense of purpose reinvigorates her own faith. Who should see Eleanor's Bench and why, Karen?
The young and the old, men and women. The stories, people across the board will be able to relate to one way or the other, for sure.
You know, we mentioned the at-risk youth and getting in the system. You know, what we have seen time and again in real life, I mean, boy, it's even without being in jail, so to speak, and once you get in the system, it's like you're typecast in that system, aren't you?
You really are. And for my family, we chose the older kids because nobody wanted to deal with them. You know, they had heard things about them, that they're all rough and tough and mean. But we have had some incredible experiences with the older children. As a matter of fact, we're still in contact with them, have been blessed mightily by them for many reasons, because then you can look back and see how God's patience is for you, you know, because he's patient with us.
Amen. Amen. Love still works, doesn't it?
It does. It does indeed. Woo!
Yeah, it is the power of L-O-V-E, and especially when the father is in the middle of it, no doubt about it.
You got that, absolutely. And that's how he calls us to live and what he calls us to do, love.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Karen Abercrombie, as we wrap things up, remind everybody when the series will be released and where can people watch it?
Okay. Everybody can tune into the PureFlix streaming platform. Eleanor's Bench makes its debut on June 30th. And there will be stories that will just pull you in. And it doesn't make a difference where you come from or what you've done or whatever. The stories you'll be able to relate to. Wonderfully written.
Definitely looking forward to it. One final question. What does the future hold for you?
Oh, a lot of producing right now. I can be seen at the tail end of Guardians of the Galaxy that's playing right now. And I've got several different projects that I'm putting to flight. And one is a faith-based, I guess you could put it in with Narnia, you know, in that respect, powerful.
Well, there we are. Yes. She's the award-winning actress, Parents' Choice Award-winning storyteller. Karen Abercrombie has been with us. Karen, God bless. Thank you so much for being with us. All the best for Eleanor's Bench.
Blessings to you, too. Thank you so much.
You got it.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
The final phase of extermination is